Are there contradictions in the Bible? Someone sent you a list. Different Judas' death, different genealogies, different number of angels at the tomb. Let's actually open each one and look, the way you'd examine any ancient historical document. Somebody sent you a list. It usually arrives as a meme or a forwarded link, a list of 20, 50, sometimes 400 Bible contradictions. A few are genuinely interesting puzzles. Most fall apart the moment you open a Bible and read the actual verses in context, side by side, rather than trusting the list's summary of them. This page does the actual work. Not here's why you shouldn't worry about it, but here's the specific verse, here's the other specific verse, here's how serious readers, including skeptical ones, have accounted for the difference. You can check every citation yourself in under 5 minutes. Examine for yourself. One honest ground rule before we start, a difference is not automatically a contradiction. Two witnesses to a car accident who mention different details are not contradicting each other unless what they say is logically impossible to hold together. Keep that test running as you read each case below. First, separate two very different questions. People often mean one of two things when they say contradiction, and mixing them up causes most of the confusion. Manuscript variants. Tiny differences between hand-copied manuscripts, a word order, a spelling, a repeated phrase that crept in over centuries of copying by hand before the printing press. These are a copying question, not a contradiction in what the original authors wrote. Claimed contradictions in content. Two passages that, as originally written, are alleged to say things that cannot both be true, different events, different theology, different history. 5. 800+. Greek New Testament manuscripts that survive today. Far more than any other ancient text, which is exactly why scholars can compare them and reconstruct the original wording with high confidence, and why variants get caught rather than hidden. Source: Bruce Metzger and Bart Ehrman, The Text of the New Testament, a standard text used by believing and skeptical scholars alike. Both agree on the manuscript count, even though they disagree on theology. The honest textual criticism finding, from believing and skeptical scholars alike, is that no variant among the thousands of manuscripts affects any core Christian doctrine. What follows is about the second category, specific content claims people point to as contradictions. Case 1. How did Judas actually die? Matthew 27, verse 5. Judas throws the silver into the temple, then goes and hangs himself. Acts 1, verse 18. Judas falls headlong, his body bursts open, and his intestines spill out. This is the case people cite most often, and it deserves a straight look. The traditional harmonization. Judas hanged himself, Matthew, the rope or branch gave way, or the body decomposed and fell, a common fate for a body left hanging in the Judean heat, and the fall caused what Acts describes. Ancient writers routinely combined complementary details this way without seeing any tension, the way you might describe the same event as he had a heart attack in one account and he collapsed on the stairs in another. The two tradition reading. Some scholars, including some who are not skeptical of the Bible generally, think Matthew and Luke, author of Acts, are drawing on two separate early traditions about Judas's death that were never intended to be mechanically combined, each making its own theological point. Matthew ties it to Zechariah's prophecy about temple money. Acts ties it to a field and a specific location known to his readers. Both readings are held by serious, scripture-respecting scholars. Neither requires denying that something is genuinely being explained two different ways. Read both verses yourself and decide which explanation fits the text better for you. Case 2. Whose genealogy is it, Matthew's or Luke's? Matthew 1 verses 1 to 16. Traces Jesus' line from Abraham through David through Solomon to Joseph, a royal, legal line. Luke 3 verses 23 to 38. Traces Jesus' line from Joseph back through David through Nathan, a different son of David, all the way to Adam, and the names from David onward mostly don't match Matthew's list. 2. Different sons of David. The two genealogies run through, Solomon and Matthew, Nathan and Luke. The clearest sign these are two distinct lines, not one list transcribed with errors. Legal line and biological line. The historic Christian reading, going back to early writers like Julius Africanus in the 3rd century, is that Matthew gives Jesus' legal, royal right to David's throne through Joseph, while Luke gives an actual biological descent, commonly argued to run through Mary. Luke's phrasing, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, is unusual and may signal this, or through a levirate marriage legal quirk in Joseph's own ancestry. Either way, two legitimate, different purposes for two different lists. An acknowledged hard case. Some conservative scholars are more candid than that. This is one of the genuinely harder genealogical puzzles in Scripture, and they hold the reliability of the resurrection and the Gospel's core historical claims while still saying, I don't have a fully certain answer to this one specific list. That is a more honest place to land than pretending every name lines up cleanly. Both approaches exist among people who take the Bible seriously. This page would rather tell you that than manufacture false certainty. Case 3. How many women, how many angels at the empty tomb? Matthew 28 verse 1. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary come to the tomb. One angel is described, sitting on the stone. Mark 16 verses 1 to 5. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome come. One young man in white is seen inside the tomb. Luke 24 verses 1 to 4. The women, named later as Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and others, come. Two men in dazzling clothes appear. John 20 verses 1 to 12. Mary Magdalene alone is mentioned running to tell Peter and John, though her own words, we do not know where they have laid him, imply others were with her. Two angels are seen later when she looks in again. For eyewitness-style accounts describing one fast-moving, dark, emotional morning will never read like four copies of one police report, and if they did, that itself would be the red flag. Complimentary, not contradictory. None of these accounts says only one woman or only one angel. Each writer highlights different figures for their own narrative purpose. John, for instance, is telling Mary Magdalene's personal story and simply doesn't mention the others by name at that point, even though her own quoted words assume a group. Lay all four accounts side by side chronologically and a coherent, if compressed, sequence of that morning emerges. Multiple women arriving in stages, multiple angelic figures appearing over the course of the visit. A candid difficulty some scholars name. A minority of careful, Bible-affirming historians say the exact sequencing, who arrived when, what was seen in what order, can't be fully reconstructed with certainty from four brief, selective accounts written decades apart for different audiences, and that this is fine. Ancient biography didn't demand the modern newsroom standard of matching every incidental detail, only truthfulness about what happened. The pattern worth noticing. Every hard case above shares the same shape, real, specific differences between real, specific verses that serious readers, some more confident than others, account for without needing to throw out the text. That's a very different thing from what a viral contradictions list implies, where quotes get shortened, contexts get dropped, and a genuine puzzle gets rebranded as a gotcha. Examine for yourself. If someone hands you a contradictions list, do what this page just did with three of the hardest ones. Open both verses, read the surrounding paragraph, not just the quoted line, and ask whether the two statements are actually logically incompatible, or just two true things told from two different angles. Before you decide what this means for you, this page isn't asking you to accept every harmonization above uncritically. Some of them are genuinely stronger than others, and it said so. What it is asking is that you extend the Bible the same reading courtesy you'd extend to any other ancient historical document with multiple independent sources. Read the actual words, in context, before deciding a difference is a fatal flaw. For honest witnesses to one true event will always disagree on some details and agree on everything that matters. That's what real testimony looks like, not what a forgery looks like.